Note, next Sunday is Pentecost Sunday, the wondrous and tremendous feast of the Holy Spirit. And while it's not in the bulletin, the Saturday before is a day of fast and abstinence in preparation for this great feast. Also, the Sunday after Corpus Christi, we are going to have the solemn procession of the Blessed Sacrament at the monastery. And I strongly urge, in fact, I insist, that except for life or death threatening circumstances, there's really no excuse that everybody cannot be there. It's the one day in the year that we are able to give God due honor and glory in His presence, in His actual physical presence. If we can't do that one day of the year, then God help us. Also, this morning after Mass, Father Abbott and I will be taking Holy Communion to Forney Rory, who just had a bypass operation. He's doing okay. But after communion and after Mass, God will be present on the altar in the Holy Eucharist. So please treat him with the reverence and the honor due him after Mass. Which leads me up to my sermon. We hear and celebrate these feasts, Pentecost, Corpus Christi, Easter, Christmas. We go to Mass every time we can. We receive the sacraments when we can. We say our prayers every day, I hope. But are we truly aware that it is God who is present as a real being? Or is He just something distant, something we kind of know He's there, but He's not quite real because we can't see Him? You know, out of sight, out of mind. Do we just think about God maybe in the morning, maybe in the evening, and usually when we are in need, and then the rest of the time we know He's there somewhere, but we don't act accordingly? My good people, even when our Lord is not sacramentally present, as He is during Mass, and as He will be after Mass this morning, even outside the times that He is sacramentally present, Christ is still present next to each one of us. But are we aware of that? Sometimes I wonder. All we have to do is look at ourselves, look at how we dress, at how we act, at how we talk, at the things we talk about, the way we eat, sleep, work. I'm not saying we have to be constantly thinking about God, but we must be as aware of His presence as we are with each one of us we see in this room. He is real. He is present. But because we don't see Him, and because our eyes of faith aren't strong enough, perhaps, We act as we do, we dress as we do, we think as we do, without any consideration that we are here but for one reason, for His honor and glory. I wonder, along this same thought, how many of us in this room ever think about our guardian angels? They also are present right now in this room. We cannot see them, but they are there, as present as our Lord is. Do we ever talk to our angels? Do we ever talk to our Lord? I mean, really talk to them, not read a bunch of pre-typed prayers that aren't ours, but talk to them as you talk to each other, or as a child talks to his parents. And it doesn't matter if you think of your angel as a him or a her. We know they are neither. But it becomes more real if you think of your angel and our Lord as a person. It's hard to love something that you think of as an it. The spirit life is very real. And because we can't see it, we tend to forget about it until the day we die. Then we'll realize, hey, I goofed. Look at all the time I wasted. Look at all the things I did and didn't do that I should have done or shouldn't have done. Look at all the sins I led others into through my immodesty of dress or my immodesty of action or speech. The next life, my good people, is real. This life is not. It's only temporary. I know it's very difficult in this godless age, this non-religious age, even in the monastery of today, is very difficult because the world is so all-inclusive, all-powerful, apparently. It's just like fine dust. It creeps into everything, everywhere. It's in our very being. But that's not going to be an excuse for us not knowing better and not doing better. We know when we take time to really think and look at ourselves, we know that this life is not what it's all about. That God is what it is all about. But as I said earlier, it's too easy to ignore those thoughts and to slough them off because it takes effort to believe, to use our eyes of faith, to see God where we think it's impossible to see Him. It's hard to see God sometimes in our neighbors, especially when that neighbor is leading the worst kind of life. It's hard to see God in our hardships and our shortcomings, in our workplaces. Sometimes it's even hard to see God in our homes. But He is there, if we would only see Him. if we would only learn to converse more with Him than with each other. How much time do we spend yakking about nothing? How much time and effort do we spend on vacations and ball games and etc.? Things that have no conception, no regard toward God. They're simply for our own selfish ends and pleasures, if we would but admit it. And yet, how easy is it for us to find excuses to not come to Mass, to not come to Corpus Christi processions, to not honor God when we know and are aware of times and places where we can honor Him. We're so busy about the things of the world. How much time do we take out of our day to give to God? I mean completely and entirely to God. Yes, we are supposed to be aware of Him all day long, no matter what we're doing. But there still has to be a time giving solely to God. Otherwise, everything else is pointless. My good people, practice talking to your angel interiorly. You don't even have to use vocal words. I mean silent vocal words. Just open your heart. And from there, your angel, he or she, will teach you to talk to God. And the more you talk to Him in your own way, the more you open your heart to Him, the more real He will become. And the more unreal will this life become. So, good people, I ask you, after Mass today, to spend half a moment or so in front of our Lord, who will be on the altar, truly and really. And just look at Him, and let Him look at you. And if you have any business to conduct this evening, this after Mass, I suggest it be done outside. We treat people in high places with more respect and more honor than we treat God. And that is a crying shame. So as you leave today, after you open your heart to God for a moment, and you get in your car and go home, be aware that you have some extra occupants in that car, namely our Lord and your angel. And live and act accordingly. May God bless each one of you, each one of us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.